This is Luke.
Hey Luke, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. I did a little investigative work for you. The business actually has to have an address located inside the United States for us to actually do business with you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for checking. What are you guys financing other than so are you doing just equipment leasing, or are you doing like receivables like this?
We have a couple different products. Equipment financing, that's kind of our bread and butter product. We actually started the business out with that, but we also have working capital loans, and we're able to lend 10 to 12% of top line revenue for businesses, lend that back to them, other sales, to use as they see fit, like for purchasing inventory, bringing on new employees, things of that
Right.
nature. Basically, like unsecured loans, short term, designed to get your return on investment.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Is that something that might be beneficial to your business or?
Well, to my business, I have a registered investment advisor, and we also create financial products for big distributors. So that's not really my core business, but I used to be the chief investment officer of a structured settlements company out of London. So we used to do like life settlements, lotteries, attorney cost financing, annuities, all sorts of things, basically money now versus money later type of things. And this inquiry was just because a friend of mine who he sent me the deck and his financials, et cetera, and he needs working capital to try to expand his business, get his business going. And having it being a European business, I've found trouble having people that have interest in it in my circles, because most of my guys are all, even if they're European banks, they're all say it needs to be U.S. business, or it needs to be dollar denominated or something.
Wow, that's interesting to know. I wasn't aware of that as well. Basically, just the lending is just getting a little more stringent as far as what the requirements are, just because the fraudulent nature of a lot of people these days. It's things have just gotten a lot tighter.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Okay.
But if there's any needs in the future, please hold on to my number, man. I'd be more than happy to see what we can make available for you, or just partner up on something, or see what can happen in the
I
future.
see. I get a lot of calls and stuff. A lot of it I pass on. That isn't in my. But did you give me your last name?
Miller, Miller.
Okay. Let me ask you something totally off the wall also.
Sure.
Does Cardiff have a wealth management or investment management platform? Because I know someone trying to launch a fund,
Right.
like an interval fund, lending like you guys do into real estate and business opportunities, et cetera.
We are kind of pushing towards that. That's definitely a goal of ours. Currently, we do not, but it's something like we're growing at a pretty rapid rate here. So that's something that we're actually looking into, but it's as of right now, we don't offer that.
Okay. So do you mean you guys are looking to launch a fund, or are you looking to do wealth management, or what are you doing?
As we grow, that's something that we definitely would like to expand upon. But at this point, we just don't offer that right now.
Okay. Well, if you get there, let me know. I would be interested for a couple of different reasons. One, we've got a couple of products in the market, and maybe we can partner up together to launch something
Sure.
as far as a fund goes. The other thing is, I think most of the European investors tend to be more open to this sort of thing, and the aspects of an interval fund, or even listing the fund on the AIM in London, the alternative market. So I think it's a lot easier to raise money for it in Europe, under UCITS or whatever, but it's easier to find the loans, et cetera, in the US.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
So
How was like the market over in Europe? I would think that you know, it's a little bit of volatility right now, just because of you know.
Well, the lending market in Europe is actually it's decent because the banks have pulled back so much.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there are a lot of, for lack of a better word, secondary, like, you know, with all due respect, I would call Cardiff, if, you know, you guys aren't like primary bank, right?
No, we're like, we're more of like a supplemental, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of those guys have pulled out, right? And they've gotten hurt. And the Swiss private banks that were buying a lot of things that were being securitized, uh-huh, they've also pulled back and they're not buying as much securitization, which means there's not as much liquidity.
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunities. I mean, you know, the reason I even got on the phone and started making cold calls is I've just called a couple of places, but the, you know, this thing is like taking tier one credit risk,
yeah,
for IRRs of like, you know, 10. I mean, because you're looking at the receivables from a tier one. I mean, you know, do you want to, I would take risk in Deutsche Telekom or France Telekom or something for 10%. I mean,
so is this a newer product that's just trying to get funding for, or is it something that's been happening?
No, he's done it before. He's slowed down. I mean, there's a lot of people doing this, but it's more of a relationship business, because right, you have to have the relationships with the tier threes, plus you have to have the money like then,
yeah,
and then now. These tier threes need the money like now. So yeah, if you're someone that can just, you know, the tier ones just go to one person and say, I need to make these calls to these faraway places with a whole bunch of multiple interconnects. I don't want to, mm-hmm, be into financing or marketing or whatever. I'll just pay one bank account.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So, you know, the reason there's VIG in it is because it's not easy to originate, et cetera. But
so is this like prepaid phone cards or like what?
No, it's even, you know, it's much better. It's just like, as I said, like on Monday, 100 minutes happened, and you're gonna, you know, these are, but you're gonna get paid like $1 a minute,
right?
But you're not gonna get that $100 for 60 or 90 days.
Okay.
Well, these guys need that money like next week.
Gotcha. So in the meantime, right, you provide that funding, and then.
Right. Right.
Gotcha.
And then, but then, what's your risk? Well, your risk is that Deutsche Telekom doesn't pay its bills, because it's a contract from Deutsche Telekom, and you're, you know, in the bankruptcy. I mean, you're first in the waterfall, et cetera. But
yeah,
I mean, you look at a 10-year bond from Deutsche Telekom. I don't even think it's paying 3. And meanwhile, you're taking risk in Deutsche Telekom paying receivables for 10 IRR. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, that's it's kind of a new territory. I don't think it's something that, again, you know, it's not inside the United States, so we can't really do a whole lot with it. But it sounds extraordinarily interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you run across someone that could, or maybe. I don't know how much this opportunity is going to be around. I'm sure someone will finance it, but if
right,
you know, if you hear something, let me know.
Yeah, Luke, I got your number, and absolutely, I'll reach out to you if I hear anything. And likewise, if you know anybody that in your network that needs any sort of funding or equipment or anything, please keep me in mind, man. I'd be more than happy to help them out.
Yeah, I just had a guy who he got $150,000 for his coal mine in. It was like a last mile loan type of thing.
Uh-huh.
In Arkansas, like, is that the type of thing you guys do? Would you have lent against his business?
Yeah, we do collateralized loans as well. It's just a matter of the that need at that time. You know, we're pretty flexible with regards to certain situations, but yeah, it's just a per situation basis, I would think. You know.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, keep us in mind. You know, anything pops up and there's an opportunity there,
I'd be more than happy. Anything I can pass on, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Luke, and I'll keep you in mind as well. I got your number, and how about I give you a holler once a month just to remain in contact with you?
Yeah, sure. I'm in California. I think once or twice before the end of the year.
Okay.
In LA. So I don't know. I'll give you a call. I think San Diego is only like an hour and 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, about 2 hours. Giving traffic is normally horrendous. So
yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. What I meant is without traffic. With traffic, it could be
you tack on another.
I don't know.
Yeah. And that's like at midnight too. It's just the traffic's ridiculous. But yeah, man. Let's remain in contact, and maybe we could potentially help each other out. Down the road.
Yeah. Great. All right, Zach. Thanks for checking.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today, Luke, and we'll keep in contact.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.